Right now, we're headed to another part, beautiful part of the country, Wisconsin. Lauren's on the line with us. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Well, tell us all about this. I understand sewer gas scenario. Tell us about it, Lauren.
Yes, we have a seasonal cottage, and we put in a new septic system last year. When we came to open up this year, the house was filled with sewer gas. Normally in the winter, we drain everything, including the toilets. And I'm wondering if there's any way other than RV antifreeze to keep the sewer gas out.
Okay. Well, you know, so many times when that happens, it's a matter of the P-traps that are under basically every drain in the house will dry out. All it takes is just one of them in a closed-up house that evaporates or has some type of leak or something that drains it out for that sewer gas to potentially feed back into the house. Joe, what do you think on something like that? It's hard to keep those drains completely filled up, but I've heard a lot of people actually taping over some of the drains to prevent that from happening.
Yeah, Lauren, what you're experiencing is called drain dry out, as Danny mentioned. It's exactly that, usually evaporation. If it was leaking, I mean, you'd see the leak. So I suspect it's evaporation. Now, why it's happening after putting in a new septic system and it didn't happen before, that I'm not really sure. But I can give you a simple way to cure this, and this absolutely works. First, you have to make sure that there's water in there, right? So before you leave, if you haven't used every single trap, every sink, or toilet or whatever, make sure it's got water in it, run the water for a few seconds. And then what you want to do is pour in into every single drain, pour in about a half a cup of either mineral oil or just regular vegetable oil, like corn oil or something, or canola, anything like that. And what that'll do, that'll sit on top of the water in the trap and prevent the water from evaporating. You don't have to fill the whole thing with oil, just enough to seal that water. So you can try that next time, next winter, I suspect. I guess that's when you do it, right? And then see when you come back. I think that would probably solve this problem.
Okay, yeah, we can try that.
Yeah, I think that'll help on that evaporation. And then, doesn't hurt at all to take some of the tape and put just over the drains as an extra precaution. But that's not the way you want to start your trip when you get there and swing that door open and have to deal with that smell.
No.
Well, good. Glad we were able to help you on that, Lauren. If we can help you any other way, you know what to do. Contact us here at Today's Homeowner. Thanks so much for being with us. Right now, it's time for
I think that advice just stunned him. It was so good.
Yeah,
Lauren was just stunned to silence.
Exactly.
He's probably rooting around looking for some mineral oil as we speak.